What is up, all you freaks and disasters? By which I mean people with conscience, kindness, and empathy. Because if you have any of those things, you're not going to fit in the corporate world or the academic world. Or you'll fit into mainstream society, but not the ivory tower. Hey, I'm Nate Houseman, your guide to the 21st century. And we got to talk about climate change, the climate agenda. And it's falling apart, but we gotta stay frosty. We gotta stay on our toes. The powers that be are gonna like try to change up the language and say they're doing something different. So we gotta watch them. Starting with this article by notthebee.com, the sister site of the Babylon Bee, the premier satire website. Prestigious academic publisher adds DEI requirements for peer-reviewed submissions. So yeah, I mean, we've all suspected that higher education and education in general has been sabotaged and infiltrated. And this just proves it. Again, if this isn't the coup de grace, then what is? To get your kids out of college, unless they're in engineering, medicine, or law, and get them into trade school. Or have them learning code on YouTube. I learned how to make websites from YouTube, so there you go. In the academic world, professors publish or perish. Often, coveted perks like tenure are tied to the quantity of an academic's published work. One key of getting published is having one's work peer-reviewed, but that's going to be very difficult for people of a certain race and sex going forward. If a European male with a PhD submits his work to any of Sage Publishing's 1,000 academic journals, he's likely going to find himself on the other side of a desk rejection. Academic publishing is a cute title for a rejection form letter. Honestly, that's been the case for most of the past 4 years, but now they're saying it out loud with new DEI rules. DEI stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. It's a subset of ESG, Environmental, Social Governance, and it's the racist, far-left, communist guidelines that have been imposed on so many organizations like corporations, government, academia, charitable giving. Even religious organizations are feeling the pinch, because a lot of this has been forced by financial institutions and banks and central banks. You know, I think Midnight's Edge made the definitive explanation of how DEI and ESG really drives, you know, companies in the ground through ESG and DEI, when they covered the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light debacle. I think I'm going to link to that in the description of this video. So if you're watching this on, you know, whether you're watching this on Rumble, YouTube, Odyssey, Twitter, Instagram, Meta, or on the podcast, please give it a like. If you find this valuable, please share it. Give it a like, subscribe, and hit me up on my website, NateHouseman.net. Speaking of big money, I want to mention the sponsor of this video, the affiliate link. And that is iTrust Capital. iTrust Capital lets you invest in cryptocurrency and precious metals in lieu of maybe stocks or bonds. If you've got a retirement plan, like a 401k or a Roth IRA, most likely it's attached to corporate stocks on the stock market, on Wall Street. These companies that you're invested in are controlled by the same DEI that I'm going to talk about. So, and they're driving your retirement plan into the ground. And they are run by companies like BlackRock, like Vanguard. They control your money by your retirement plan, and they make these wealth managers make companies do things you don't approve of with your retirement money. So there's two possible solutions here. One, either roll your retirement plan into an IRA with an alternative plan, such as iTrust Capital, link in the description, or you can go over to American First Legal's website and join their class action lawsuit against, you know, all these wealth money managers who are not doing their fiduciary duty. I know American First Legal is filing a complaint against Disney for following DEI and its racial, you know, discrimination. And I think they're going to open up a lot of, you know, information on, you know, the investment in corporate governance of that company and so many others. So two options here. And if you want to support the channel, click on the affiliate link, go to iTrust Capital, go to any of the affiliate links to some really cool resources that I use myself and that are really getting me through this weird economy. So go ahead and do yourself a favor, do the program a favor, and we'll all get through this together. So back to the Not the Bee article. Adam Ellwanger, a professor at the University of Houston downtown, is blowing the whistle about the changes at the publishing organization. That would be the Sage Publishing. It all began when his paper started being rejected without any review. And then he was sent the following demographic survey forms. So he posted it on X, formerly known as Twitter. And it's a long list of check marks, making sure he fits the racial, gender, sexuality criteria that has been foisted on so many organizations. So let's read his tweet. Just got an email asking me to update my profile on the Sage Journal's website. When I got there, they wanted my demographic information, race, sex, etc. This info will undoubtedly be used in selecting peer reviewers. Thought the process couldn't get more corrupt? Wrong. So I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's really tiny. But you can see man, woman, man, non-binary, or gender diverse, prefer not to disclose, Asian or Pacific Islander, Black. Okay. So all this racial information, it's literally a checkbox of diversity. And if you don't meet the requirements, well, you're going to have a bad time. It's not just Sage. Their actions are part of a larger academic journal move to DEI initiated by the Royal Society of Chemistry and includes 56 publishing companies that represent over 11,000 academic journals around the world. 11,000. The entire global operation to end merit-based research is being run by a steering committee made up of these eight members. So you can see them in the on the webpage here. Funny that they're all white. But think about it. So many academic journals are controlled by a single failure point, this committee. And they are controlled by DEI, ESG principles. Now, what's wrong with diversity, equity, inclusion? Well, it's, you know, against the law in the United States. We've got the Civil Rights Act passed in the 1960s that so many well-meaning people, you know, pushed through to end segregation and all the injustices included with that. So apparently the far left wants to go back because they thought, oh, fighting racism was such a great grand old time. Let's do it again. They can't not beat a dead horse. Now, the B says independent journals are springing up to try to counter with the old merit-based peer review system, but they are funded by private donors. How can they compete financially with those propped up by government-based institutions or the big banks? The future doesn't look great for academia, so it's more important than ever that we take our money out of the old system and put it into something like Bitcoin, gold, silver, Ethereum. You know, iTrust Capital doesn't have all of the cryptocurrencies to invest in, but it does have the best, the most reputable. I mean, there's lots of, you know, scams and pump and dump schemes in crypto, but iTrust makes sure that the ones you can invest in with them are legit. So that's why I like them so much. I've got my retirement with them. Now, why do I keep bringing up the banks? Well, we got this article from Politico. European Central Bank tells staff, if you're not green, you're not wanted. A top European Central Bank official stunned employees by saying people who don't buy into the institution's green objectives aren't welcome to work there. Frank Elderson, one of six members of the ECB's executive board, told an internal meeting, I don't want these people anymore. His comments, verified by Politico, has sparked outrage among the ECB staff, who described them as authoritarian and said they showed a free and open discussion about climate change and the role the bank should play in tackling it was no longer possible at the Frankfurt-based organization. Why can you never have an honest discussion about climate change, about the environment? You know, we're dealing with, you know, it's like being in an abusive relationship with a narcissist or being in a toxic workplace. You cannot have honest discussions because they'll either get emotional, they'll either cut you off or interrupt you, or they'll do something behind your back and get rid of you. Either career-wise or, God forbid, heaven forbid, something violent. I mean, if you're tiptoeing around a person, whether it's your boss, whether it's your partner, whether it's your family members, whether it's, you know, the government, if you can't have an honest discussion, then they don't deserve to be in your life. I'm serious. It's like business, government corruption, economic corruption is really just relationship abuse writ large, extrapolated. Anyone already working at the ECB should be retrained. Okay. At the meeting earlier this month, Elderson asked his employees, some in person, some online, why do we want to hire people who we have to reprogram? Because they came from the best universities, but they still don't know how to spell the word climate. Anyone already working at the ECB should be retrained, Elderson added. He insisted that he was not threatening anyone and did not expand on what he meant by being able to spell climate. The Dutchman's remarks have broader significance because the ECB is embroiled in a debate internally among Europe's politicians over how much its policies should steer towards making the economy greener or whether it should just stick to its main goal of keeping Eurozone prices stable. I mean, this is the power of the banks. They can drive governments and businesses to do what they, you know, do what they want. I mean, one of the members of the Rothschild family famously said, "Give me the power to print a country's money, and I care not who writes its laws." I mean, everyone is on the hook financially. They have to pay their debts. It shouldn't be this way. You know, this is I have thoughts on whether, you know, certain chosen people are really, you know, behind it. I think the Jews are really split. I mean, there are good Jews and bad Jews, and the bad Jews have infiltrated, you know, this sort of thing here. But the good Jews, the real people of God, we need to support them. We need to distinguish who, you know, as, you know, we need to separate the sheep from the rams, really. Okay. And all of us who, you know, who go to church, we need to filter out the real followers of the Lord and the churchgoers, the scam artists. So, I mean, it's like that for everyone. It's not an ethical thing. It's a ideological thing. So, but really, this is the power of the banks. We are in debt. I've covered this in previous videos. Politicians are on the hook financially. Law enforcement's on the hook financially. Your employer's on the hook financially. And you are on the hook financially. We're all on the hook to pay off debt. And that's not what, you know, God wanted for us. He wanted us to, you know, be able to keep our purchasing power. You know, he was very explicit in forbidding loans that charge interest or usury. So that's, you know, that is what's going on in the European Central Bank. That's surely what's going on in financial institutions in the U.S., or at least they have been. That brings me to this article from Legal Insurrection. J.P. Morgan, State Street, and BlackRock abandon ESG group Climate Action 100+. Climate Action is imploding. Good. Now, no one is buying electric vehicles in America. Only a very few, small percentage of people who actually think climate change is a real issue. Climate change was debunked 15 years ago with those email leaks over the whole hide the decline line. I mean, it's a very obvious ploy to make the Western world energy poor, to reduce our economy and, you know, fighting ability by reducing our energy production. And the big banks, big financial institutions in the U.S. are realizing that we're onto them, so they have to switch the game up. J.P. Morgan, State Street, and BlackRock dropped out of Climate Action 100+, the controversial ESG group that pushes companies to address climate change. This is from a tweet by Will Hild. BlackRock has followed the lead of J.P. Morgan and State Street by withdrawing their $9 trillion in assets under management from Climate Action 100+, after facing increased antitrust scrutiny over their involvement in the climate cartel. Oh, yeah. Those class action lawsuits, antitrust, investigations by state attorneys general. We're winning, but we can't give up. We can't get cocky. Leslie has covered the ESG bank situation many times, especially concerning BlackRock. That company is the last of the top five managers in the group. The Financial Times said climate action challenges these companies to reduce their carbon footprint. The author calls it bullying. SSGA said climate action's latest corporate engagement requirements had gone too far. These phase two requirements announced last year shifted from pressuring companies on climate disclosures to pushing them to actively reduce greenhouse gas emissions. SSGA has concluded that the enhanced Climate Action 100+ Phase 2 requirements for signatories are not consistent with our independent approach to proxy voting and portfolio company engagement, SSGA said in a statement. J.P. Morgan said it had made significant investment in its own stewardship team and corporate engagement. Given these strengths and the evolution of its own stewardship capabilities, J.P. Morgan Asset Management has determined that it will no longer participate in the Climate Action 100+ engagements. Republicans in government have been putting pressure on the companies and climate action to produce communications documents to determine any violation of antitrust law. So we're going to see who really runs the country, elected leaders and the courts or the banks. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan subpoenaed a series after the company only handed over 299 documents, but also goes to the state level. Texas, the leading U.S. oil-producing state, has declared Climate Action 100+ to be anti-oil and blocked financial companies, including BlackRock, from doing business with the government. Oklahoma, another oil producer, banned J.P. Morgan, BlackRock, and others from doing business with the state in 2023. Now, whatever you say about the Republicans, I will grant that the Republicans in Washington and the Beltway are useless. I mean, there's only a few of them that are actually doing anything right. But all they can do is block anything that's, going wrong. They can't really make any change until we have fair and honest elections. However, Republicans at the state and local level are getting things done. And that's, state and local, activities where things really happen, where the rubber meets the road. That's what the Founding Fathers intended for us to do, not to be controlled by a centralized body in a single location. It's all decentralized. So we are winning. We just got to keep our head on a swivel and make sure that we follow through. Agricultural officials from 12 states launched probes into ESG investing practices at some big banks. The officials worried that the involvement could impact food availability, lead to price increases, limit credit access to farmers, and have broad negative economic consequences. Yeah, the bad guys are going after our food. So yeah, they want to kill us. Let's not give them the benefit of the doubt anymore. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti sued BlackRock, alleging the firm harmed consumers through ESG. We allege that BlackRock's inconsistent statements about its investment strategies deprive consumers of the ability to make an informed choice, explains Scrimeti. Leslie also blogged how Europe has cooled its attitude towards ESG strategies due to energy reality. So I don't know if you've heard about the farmer protests in Europe. It started in the Netherlands. It's been going on in France. I think Ireland, the farmers of Ireland have, joined up. I mean, the governments in the European Union are cracking down on farmers over supposed climate change. They want them to kill off their cattle and, use less, fuel, you know, if fuel consuming, you know, equipment like tractors, combines, whatever. The farmers in Europe have been protesting and blocking roads, and the government's been backed down. So, people power. You know, it is okay when climate protesters protest governments who force all that, the Green New Deal. It's not okay for, you know, people to block the roads supporting the Green New Deal. I mean, I don't want to sound, you know, biased or anything like that, but one side is trying to kill humanity and one side is trying to save it. So there you go. So I will let you go. I just want to give you some good news here because, you know, things are going our way. It's just slow and step. It's just, you know, bit by bit, we are people at the grassroots are taking charge. And we do that by taking control of our money. So go ahead and click on the link to iTrust Capital and any of the other investment links in the description of this video. I'm Matt Houseman. I'm going to let you go. And I want to let you know it's okay to stand up for yourself. Over and out.